tell us about the big conference that you have planned. This sounds like a major undertaking. Tell us about it.
Well, I'll let Susan go on with the. She is the group sponsor this year, so go for it, Susan.
Yeah. Well, this is the 18th annual conference, so this is a big part of our academic year. We use the conference every year for a variety of purposes. I'll admit, we kind of want to put our program on the map.
Yes.
We were very proud of the research that we do and the work that our graduate students are doing. So it's a way of profiling all of the great research that they're doing. Faculty participate as well. Faculty organize panels with their students so that they can kind of further their work in that way and get great feedback from people coming in from other universities. It's also a chance to bring in experts in different fields. We have a linguist coming in. We have a Chicano author, renowned author coming in from Colorado. And we have a specialist in Latin American theater coming in. So it's a way for us to learn from them. And it's a way for us to kind of articulate our research very carefully with our graduate students. And meet people from other areas of the country. I admit it's also a chance where we invite prospective graduate students to our campus. This is a great moment to show them what's going on in our department. So a little, there's a
so
lot
some
going
recruiting
on.
Going on.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. That never stops.
Right, exactly. Tell us the times and dates of the conference.
Okay, the conference will be from March 30th to April 1st, and the first we'll kick it off, so to speak, with a presentation by our author, Manuel Ramos, who I will pick up at the airport tonight, weather permitting, right?
Right.
If Sefer lets us. He will have a talk tomorrow night at 6 p.m. in the Red Raider Lounge, which is in the sub area of the
Student Union building.
Yes, the Student Union building. And his talk is called Chicano Noir from Hard Boiled to Huevos Rancheros. And after that, we'll have a brief little sit down with him. I will kind of have a chat, like a night talk show type deal, very informal. And then that will be the beginning of our conference. And then the next day, we'll be in full swing. There will also be, with regard to Mr. Ramos, he will have a book signing in the Tech bookstore at noon, and this will be right smack in the middle of all the different events that will be going on, which mainly are presentations and the keynotes, speeches, and what have you.
Right. The speech with Mr. Ramos is in the Student Union building. Where is the following days? Where are all of those activities to take place?
Thursday, of course, we have activities taking place, our kickoff event of Manuel Ramos in the Student Union in the Red Raider Room. And then the following day, we will be once again in the Student Union starting at 8 o'clock and going all day, basically, with different types of activities.
Yeah.
We have a keynote lecture by our invited speaker, Professor Kirsten Nigro from the University of Texas, El Paso. And she will be talking about Latin American theater in and of troubled times. So she'll be giving us kind of an overview of Latin American theater from the 19th century, actually, but talking about how it relates to politics in the United States. And she's a really renowned specialist in this area. So we're looking forward to that. So that takes place at 5 p.m. on Friday in the basement of the English building and that lecture hall that they have, room 001. The following day, we have our sessions will take place all day on Saturday. Those will all be in the first floor of the English building in various rooms. If anyone wants to stop by, they can find all kinds of panels going on linguistics, on Latin American nuns in the colonial period. There's a wide range
there's a lot of research
topics being explored. A little bit of something for everyone, that's for sure. In the middle of that day on Saturday at 11 a.m., there is a lecture by a very important applied linguist named Sarah Beaudry, who will be joining us from Arizona State University. And she is a specialist in Spanish heritage language learning. So she will be giving us kind of an update on the learning of Spanish. The learning of Spanish and the teaching of Spanish when you have people who already speak Spanish, of course, such as you have you know, all over this part of Texas. So we invited her in because, frankly, that was the graduate student demand. The graduate students really wanted to meet her and talk to her about her research because they thought, this is someone we've been citing again and again and again. Why don't we just invite her to campus and talk to her in person? So she'll be here again at 11 a.m. in the basement of the English Building Room 001, that large lecture hall, to listen to Sarah Beaudry speak about Spanish heritage language learning and teaching.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, given the demographics of the area, I'm sure there's lots of people who would be interested in having a look at this conference. Can people come to it? If they want to?
Absolutely. Yes. The reading of papers and the conferences themselves are open to the public. There's no fee or anything. The only fee is for the participants and the dinners and the special events that we have, not including the talks. Those are the special events, but those are open to the general public and they are free of charge. Absolutely, yes.
Right.
I think the Manuel Ramos lecture on Thursday evening should be of really great broad interest to a lot of people. He writes detective novels, which are just a fantastic way to get to know cities and regions and the particularities of local cultures. He's just a fantastic, fantastic author. I don't know. Professor Zamora here is an expert at detective novels, so he can talk with much more authority than I can about this topic.
I love him. He's known as and I'm so excited. You can tell I'm pumped over this. I'm going to finally meet him. And he's known as the godfather of noir Chicano fiction. And Susan was talking about cities and all that. If you want to know Denver, you should read Manuel Ramos, and he's I'm also excited because, like me, he's what I like to call a recovering lawyer. So and he reminds me of Earl Stanley Garner, who wrote the famous Perry Mason series and then went on to become a famous author after having been a lawyer. So it's amazing and wonderful to see how all this plays out, and I'm going to be asking him questions about that, of course, tomorrow, into his novels, because not that I'm some expert in law, but you can see how it all plays out into his novels, and you can feel that he knows what he's talking about. So one of his main characters, is in fact a lawyer who has, like Perry Mason, has his private investigator, and they go out and try to solve cases and mysteries and murders and whatever. So anyway, that's what he's been writing. He's written over 10 novels. He's won several awards, and he's a very well-respected and well-liked, and he's very involved in the community. So he's quite a figure that will be coming.
There is a thread that runs through a lot of our keynote lectures and a lot of our panels. The title of the conference is actually Discursive Landscapes, Connecting Geographies, Cultures, and Contexts, which is a very academic way of saying something that's quite simple. We're interested in... of course, we're a department of classical and modern languages and literatures. We're full of people who are linguists. We're full of people who are working on film, on spoken Spanish, on written Spanish. We're interested in how people read Spanish and Portuguese. And we're interested in how basically words and images and sounds create a certain idea about what a space is and what a place is. And so we're very interested in what is Hispanic or Spanish-speaking West Texas, for example, and how do detective novels, for example, that's why Manuel Ramos is the perfect person to start this conference, why are detective novels and why are certain expressions or metaphors that people from West Texas might use, for example, when they're speaking Spanish to create a sense of environment or a sense of place here in Lubbock. So we're always interested in studying how language and image and sound create an idea about who we are as Spanish speakers here in Lubbock, And we're aware that we're living in a rapidly changing and rapidly evolving world. So what it meant to be a Spanish speaker 50 years ago is very different from what it means to be a Spanish speaker perhaps here in a more globalized and quickly evolving West Texas. So these kind of, we want to explore the changing relationships between ideas about space and who we are and identity, and the representation of these spaces is, of course, something we're very interested in as literary scholars and linguists, for example. So that is kind of the thread that ties everything together. So when you go to an academic conference, you listen carefully to what all of the keynote speakers have to say. You go to your panels. And almost the best part, I should say, is perhaps the more informal gatherings we have after the fact, you know, in the evening, over a meal or over a nice glass of something, and you kind of try to tie together what's going on in terms of, again, literature, language, image, and space, and Spanish speakers, and kind of creating an identity for ourselves. And it's very fascinating. We feel very privileged, frankly, to be able to create this event. And it's very intellectually rich, and it kind of is a great inspiration for us in our research. And we learn from one another, and it's just delightful.
Susan Larson and George Zamora are professors in the TTU Department of Classical and Modern Languages and Literatures. More information on the 18th Annual FIFERO Conference is at orgs.ttu.edu/FIFERO. This interview will be posted on our website, ktTZ.org. Thanks for listening to The Front Row. On Texas Tech Public Radio, I'm Clint Barrick.